The time since 1988.
Between them.
Relatively lesser terms.
Of course. Okay, now you mentioned China and India. China and India have of late, and historically I might add, been big proponents of investing in gold, whether it's in jewelry, as is the case in India, or in the case in China, investing in gold as a store of value, for lack of better terms. Now, with the growth of India and China that you brought up many, many times, and I mean, they are obviously, you know, the next first stringers, for lack of better terms. How do you think their philosophy on purchasing gold and silver will affect the price of those metals?
Well, for example, China's financial system is quite immature. It is not well developed. That's why they own so many U.S. Treasury instruments, and do not have a free-floating currency. China has an interest in owning gold and silver and encouraging their own people to privately own it all, because they understand that as this transition happens, where the balance of power between China and the United States shifts over the next 20 years, it is not clear how well the Chinese renminbi will fare as it replaces the U.S. dollar. So, and of course, if the United States becomes weaker and weaker in relative terms, its currency will not be the store of value that it has traditionally been. So we've now seen we're seeing also central banks come back into the equation buying gold. Not the Western ones, like Europe and Canada and the United States, but the emerging nations' central banks are also now acquiring gold and silver. And that's going to be a long-term buying pressure, along with everybody else's buying pressure, which is linked to the uncertainty about how the world will look as the United States becomes less important in the grand scheme of things.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that you would see an economic environment like we're in right now?
Well, I waver between being an optimist and a pessimist, and in my darker moments, I see everything.
We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show today, you can't be. I'm really sorry about that, but we don't have a phone number. If you'd like to call Orlando, you can do that. And by the way, we want to say thank you to 660 AM WRL in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to try to figure out what their number is, you can go ahead and do that. But outside of that, we're just enjoying the sun here, aren't we, other guy?
Well, leave it a secret. It's a mystery.
Absolutely it is. The show that we think, and it's where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because as I always say, folks, It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, as I've always said, and as I mean, I say it again, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Did you want to see the Rebecca St. James flyer?
I was just looking at this because, again, we like,
praising Jesus.
We want to thank our folks, our Salem affiliate down here, 950WTLN.com.
Okay.
And also the 660WORL,
okay,
both stationing out of here. And it is a lovely place to have a radio station in Orlando, Florida. And we just want to thank you folks again for having us here.
No offense. Any place doing live radio out of Orlando, Florida,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. You can put me in a hole with, rats running around.
Yeah,
you know,
and it'll probably be painted aqua, because I know there's people down here like aqua buildings. Strange colors down here.
Overkill. Mm. Overkill. A very important announcement, and it's first things first. I would like to tell you folks that after almost 10 years that we have been with Salem Communications, we have been with Salem for almost 10 years, folks. We are done with our contract with Salem Communications as of today. Believe it or not, today
it's
the last show on Salem Communications. As I just said, when I say that we are turning talk radio into do radio, folks, that's a fact of life for this ministry. We're not just casting our pearls before swine. And one of the things we're catching on to right now is just that. We're not going to cast our pearls before swine. When you have major personalities agreeing with the Obama administration on anything, folks, you know something's very wrong. And on this network, as well as with others, the whole dinosaur thing, you can be the smartest individual on the planet Earth.
And wealthy.
But if there's no change brought forth,
that's right,
what's the sense?
Where's your salt?
This last week, a major on a network said after the Penn State scandal that he would like to say what them people were that were doing the violating towards the little kids, but he would not call them out. And a lot of you folks out there know exactly who I'm talking about. Folks, just think about that just for 1 minute. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Zero, zilch, nada, no. If this is just talk radio, that's wonderful. Folks, keep turning on talk radio.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't bring resolve, what's the sense in listening to talk? You have to bring forth your faith with your works to bring about resolve. As I was telling you just this week, a major on another network said that the Penn State scandal, concerning the Penn State scandal, which I'm going to talk about a little bit today, that he wouldn't say what them people were. They're pedophiles. He wouldn't call them for what they were, folks. In other words, he would not step out to stop these crimes against our children because his money and his reputation were too important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you something, folks? How much does this individual love his people and his country? Because I can already see his love for God. There's not a.
Mm-hmm.
By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Sure.
We can't love people until we first love God. Because the Bible says in Romans 5:8 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. So, folks, we need to get back to what really matters here. When we again talk about turning talk radio into do radio, we mean just that. I say all that to say this. We're done with Salem Communications after 10 years of radio. We've ran our course. We've done everything we could possibly do. We've seen change. Every time we have an event, folks, we see the people come. And we see in some situations, some of these networks just can't keep up with this ministry. And they don't want to keep up with this ministry because that's all they want to do is sell. They don't want to bring about change. And we're not going to have any of that.
That's right.
And it's not just Salem Communications we're talking about. As a matter of fact, in most cases, we're not. But what I am saying is that we are turning talk radio into do radio.
It's ready to do, folks.
And by the way, if you'd like to check us out, go to Genesis Communication Networks, because we've been national for 6 years and we're going to continuously go forward nationally. So grow with us, because we're not going anywhere. We'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGod.org. This week at the movies, we have some really good movies, including The Muppet Movie, which is absolutely terrific, one of our favorites, Arthur Christmas, which is very good, except it puts a little bit too much emphasis on Santa and not enough on Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. Hugo, which is a good movie by Martin Scorsese. It may be a little heady and intellectual for children, but it's his first family movie. A television movie, A Princess for Christmas, is absolutely delightful on the Hallmark Channel. The Artist is a movie that's a silent movie made today which is quite interesting that somebody would make a silent movie. Jack and Jill, a delightful movie with Adam Sandler, but it has too much foul language. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit movieguide.org.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
I'll throw it at you right now.
Okay.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty again, folks. I'm going to give you the fleece, 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to be a part of the show at any time. 1-877-807-9977.
It's good to be back on the weekends. Now, on the weekend, we get a two-hour slot. During the week, folks, you can hear us at sonslibertyradio.com for 1 hour from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. But right now, for all of you folks listening, you got a two-hour dose of the Sons of Liberty here this Saturday. And I want to draw your attention to our Facebook page. The Facebook page is really easy to edit, and daily we are adding new content. For example, Bradley's been contributing to a weekly column on WND in the commentary section. WorldNet Daily, for all of you folks who are out there that like them, support them, they like and support the message of Sons of Liberty. And you can see Bradley's column every Friday. Now, we post that also on Genesis Communication Network. Bradley also contributes to an article there every week on Friday. So this same column is going to be blasted out by multiple outlets, including the Sons of Liberty. And we want to bring you to Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Now, you can become a fan and like it, and you'll get these posts every single day. It's easy to share the links, pass them off to your friends. We have a video editor in town this week and next week and for the next probably following few weeks. And in those videos, you can pass those along to your friends and family. It's part of the My War documentary. You can find that right on the homepage at sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the upper right-hand corner is the Facebook. Just go right there, like that Facebook icon, and you can see things like today, for example, along with the columns from WND. Today we had the opportunity to go to see Ron Paul speak at a auditorium in St. Cloud, and it was packed. There was tons of people there. And what I really appreciated is there was a lot of people that were under 40 there. There was tons of people that were under 40 there.
They've had it.
That's right. They've totally had it. Now, it didn't go without the old-timers. They were definitely there as well. But I'm telling you, these kids have got a revived fire. And these aren't just your normal church-going kids. These are kids that are ready to see change, a restoration of who we were. They want the government back in the control of the people. And when Ron Paul was speaking, we had an opportunity to have a closed setting reception with him that we were invited to. And we got to go up to him, and I got to ask him three questions. And these are the three questions. And folks, you maybe want to know his feedback on him. A lot of people have a lot of things to say about Ron Paul, but one thing I will say about him is he is the most committed to his message. He doesn't sway from it, and he never has. And he's not politically correct when he gives his answers. The three questions were, number one, where do our rights come from? Number two, when do we inherit those rights? At what point in our lives? And number three, how should the nation, as him as president, how should our nation honor and respect the God who gave us those rights? And I want to bring you again to the Facebook page, and you can find his answers. We got this on video. Now, we couldn't bring in cameras. I had to use the camera phone. But please bear with the camera phone. You can hear his answers at the Facebook page for Sons of Liberty. Become a fan and listen to the video. You can get there by sonsoflibertyradio.com in the upper right-hand corner.
So what did he say to you?
That's the secret that we want people to know what happened. What basically happened is he answered it very much like Thomas Jefferson would have answered it. It wasn't overtly Christianese.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I love Jesus so much, I'm going to end abortion, like an administration that just happened recently.
My understanding of Ron Paul is this. He wants to give government back to the people.
That's right.
Is
and
what
he said
to
that the way that we honor God is a personal decision,
yeah.
Which you can take that either way. You could slice it either way. When I ask him moral issues, he's very concerned about it. He believes that life begins at conception. He believes our rights come from God. That's right.
Yeah.
He's delivered over 4,000 babies. As a matter of fact, I believe he's the only veteran running right now on the ticket. Obama ain't a veteran.
Yeah.
None of the other Republican candidates were veterans, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
He's the only one who's an actual veteran that served his country. But that is his stance, is that our rights come from God, and it's a personal decision. He said, look, I want to promote liberty. I want you to have liberty. I don't think the government should come in and tell you what to eat, how fast you should drive, or excuse me, not how fast you should drive, if you should wear a seatbelt, if you should have a helmet on, all of this other garbage
that's doing nothing
but dragging our country down.
Yeah.
He wants increased liberty for individuals. So he did answer that our rights do come from God. He does answer the fact that life begins at conception. As a matter of fact, I believe, next to maybe Rick Santorum, he's probably the most pro-life candidate out there as far as him pushing the envelope for it.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of money on a campaign that's pro-life, and of course, he delivered babies. But then thirdly, I said, how would we honor that God as a nation and him as president? How should we? Shouldn't we acknowledge the God that gave us rights? And that was a little bit blurry of a line. Now, when I say blurry, I'm not saying that he swayed from anything, but he said that belongs to the individual, which I agree with.
Yeah.
The church should be protected by government.
They're still ruled by those laws irregardless.
That's right. Yeah. And there needs to be honor, and what better way to honor than to honor the law giver? I mean, when Christ said, if you love me, well, then obey my word.
Did you ask him the question, where do rights come from?
Yep.
What did he say?
He said right away, I believe we have natural God-given rights.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, that's the Declaration of Independence.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And it's totally biblical, too. So for all of you folks that are wondering that you're on the fence with this, and there's a whole lot of issues to go into, but I only had a chance to spit those questions out. There's a bunch of people in line that wanted to ask him more, but you can see that again at the Sons of Liberty Facebook page.
Well, I think it's important to interject that if a leader is not faithful to his God, how is he going to be faithful to his country?
He won't be.
That's exactly right.
Because his creator sees all things. And that was what Witherspoon said. Witherspoon educated most of the people that wrote the Constitution. He signed the Declaration of Independence.
Individual.
He said, if you're an enemy to God, you're an enemy to your country.
Yep.
How in the world can we expect a man to be subservient to the people that he serves if he won't be subservient to the God who sees all things?
Let me give it to the present age, what was going on during the revolution of our country and the establishing of our country. Atheism, Ben Franklin said, was unheard of. Infidelity was unheard of.
Yep.
Okay, Christianity was promoted all throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's not my talking points. But again, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as you hear people today say, you know, those are a bunch of old men. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. Those are our founders, and it would be wise for us to know where we came from, dummies.
Yeah.
You know, we got to know
they
where we came
this.
From. Totally. And it's the branch of David and the righteousness through judgment of David that was established because the sure mercies of David are ordered aright unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the covenant that's established. Even read Romans 1.
Yep.
So, anyways, I just thought I'd interject that. But I'm curious. I mean, was he frail? Was he vigorous? Was there strength?
He's not overly charismatic. He's not. It's basically it's what he says that's so powerful.
Yeah.
Now, oftentimes.
And it's not what he says. It's what's been said.
It's been written. That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Getting back to where it is. But oftentimes you go, and I've seen a lot of speakers, I've seen a lot of political people, and they whoop up the crowd, and you get tingles, and you're like, wow, that was powerful. But what they're saying really isn't anything that they're doing.
And they're being moved by their emotions.
Totally.
Yeah.
And there was it was not an emotionally driven thing. At least I didn't get the emotions of it. But it was just what he was saying. It's like, did you hear what he said? Well, yeah, it's what you and I talk about daily. It's what friends, family, you talk about around the table. I wish this, I wish this, I wish this. And Ron Paul is brave enough and has the courage enough to say it and says, no, this is how it should be and this is what I will do if given the opportunity to serve the American people. And he's got quite a track record, too, being in Congress.
Yeah, but why the big media blackout? on Ron. I wonder if it's really working, folks.
Yeah, it's actually counterproductive.
It totally is.
There was such a huge line to get a picture with him. And he's in his 70s.
People know
older.
When the media is out to get somebody, mm-hmm. people are well, I believe they have for years, understanding that, wait a second, whatever they're trying to basically vilify mm-hmm. is probably the right thing.
That's right.
And that's Ron Paul. They're trying to vilify him, trying to make him out to be some like goofy mm-hmm. Individual who doesn't know what he's talking about, when in fact he's saying what other people know, but they won't say it because they don't want to lose, in their case, political ground.
That's right.
They don't want to stand for anything. And speaking of leadership, that's exactly mm-hmm. it. So finish your point. Yeah. I want to bring it back to leadership.
Definitely. Two things. Number one, I was just reading here recently about, well, I don't want to take it off on that, but when Ron Paul talked about the positives, let me give you the positive. And again, I'm just talking about him because we were there at the event. And again, you can go to the Facebook and see it for yourself. We had the chance to ask him. I don't think it was an easy question. I think it was a question to put him on the seat. And I could tell, you know how it is in the room when everybody's talking about money and stuff like that?
Yeah, I totally.
And then
do.
I bring up a moral question.
Yeah.
And everybody in the room who's conservative and political kind of turns. You hear everybody kind of turn and grumble. What question is that?
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Jake? Good for you.
And it's because, like, yeah!
Because these dummies that are doing that, they're grumbling about, is the very fact that they don't realize that there's a moral issue, that they're talking about the financial problem they're having in their countries. They want to sit there and beat around the bush, mm-hmm. and they want to keep just allowing the ship to sink instead of grabbing the bucket and fixing the problem and plugging the holes. Mm-hmm. No, they don't want to do that. They don't realize that that is based on the moral institution of our country, that we can't have a strong country without the strength of virtue.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's as stupid. They are acting as stupid as those that they would
criticize. They're enemies of
criticize.
God. They're enemies with God, and then they wonder why God's bringing judgments upon their nation. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the problem? God said, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Oh, that's not the Lord. No, the very throne of God is judgment and justice.
That's right.
And Psalm 9:16 says that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Where, if you read the book of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, folks, there's 55 curses, the 14 blessings. This country is under the judgment of God, and you have got to be out of your mind to tell me anything other than that. And we need to turn our face, and the church needs to wake up and start preaching so people will repent before the God of heaven the way Daniel did.
And it says in the Word, look unto me, all you nations, and be saved. So when you bring in that simple solution, and they react that way, and I'm talking about this conservative crowd right now, it's no different than those that they call dummy and stupid, that they think that they can tax our economy into existence.
They're complaining about Obama. The very things that you're trying to correct are the very things that you're complaining about when you bring up the issue of morality to correct the problem.
Totally.
It's almost like they don't want the problem fixed.
Yeah.
You got Bradley and Jake holding the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah.
A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and the Bible says, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, and then they wonder why they receive nothing. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Mark Meter from PHH Home Loans in White Bear Lake. Mark Meter started his career in 1983 as a loan officer, and today he has been recognized by Midwest Mortgage Makers magazine as Minnesota's top producing loan officers. When we sat down with Mark and asked him the question, "How do you feel you are different or better than your competitors?" he simply replied, "We have the accessibility and the great communication to all our underwriters." This, of course, is a very important piece to the loan, since they are the people who are working on your loan. With thousands of mortgage programs available today, it is impossible to try to discuss these loans in detail. However, as mortgage planners, Mark Meter will provide complete debt management strategies that will lower your overall monthly obligation and yet provide you with the home of your dreams. So when it comes to trust, no one works harder than Mark Meter from PHH Home Loans. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, it was a great point that Jake brought up right before the break, and I just want you to hear it. You have an immoral administration. You have a morality problem, folks. Let's use a little common sense here, okay? If you have an immoral issue and you say that he steals and he lies and he does all these above and he's treasonous and all those other things that he does do, everybody knows that he does do, well, then you need to go back to the foundation and correct the problem. And the way that you correct the problem is on the Supreme Court building. Justice is guardian of liberty. How do you bring forth justice if you don't know the foundation? That's how foolish it sounds when you told me that story. Go ahead and kind of exemplify a little bit as to what we're talking about right now. It was a great point.
Yep. Today, I just got the news here that the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., President Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave a prayer during World War II or just before, and he asked God to give the Allied troops courage and faith, saying, "With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy." Now, I'm reminded of what Jefferson said in 1805 in his inaugural address as well. "I shall need, too, the favor of that being into whose hands we are led as our forefathers of old, as Israel of old, for their native land and planted them in this country, both of them supplicating unto the God of heaven. Roosevelt did the same thing. Congress passed a bill that said we need to put this prayer on the World War II monument. Now, if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful monument. It's huge. We were just there last year, the year before. It's a great monument honoring our World War II veterans. They want to put the prayer. Congress said, yes, let's put the prayer. So the people's representative spoke. Now, what happened in the White House is Mr. Robert Abbey, the director of the Bureau of Land Management, said any plaque or inscription bearing the prayer would...
Hang on a second, Jake. Is he legal? I'm just curious.
That's a good question. Robert Abbey, I don't know.
Okay.
Any inscription bearing the prayer would, quote, dilute the, quote, elegant Memorial Corps message and therefore should not be altered.
No, what he's saying is the light that you want to post
exactly.
will dilute our darkness.
Exactly.
Yes. And we love our darkness, and we don't want you to expose us for who we really are.
How stupid do they think people are? Oh, yeah, it's a matter of art, and you can't put signs on there that are written art.
Well, let me say
Does
this.
That have anything to do with God or a prayer?
Hey, for those that are not guilty of my next comment, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid do they think people are?
Yeah.
Look who's in office.
That's right.
There you go.
There he is.
There's your answer.
So he goes on and says... it also respects, so the White House saying that the administration announced its objection to adding the President Franklin Delano Roosevelt prayer in the World War II monument. They said it respects the design of the completed work of civic art without alteration or addition of new elements.
Yeah.
It's not a judgment to the merits.
Nothing about who we are, nothing based on premise or precedent.
No principle.
Yeah, none at all. Because they're not principled. And why should they be principled, Jake, when they never had to discipline themselves receive it in the first place?
And if the people won't require them to be disciplined. That's right. They didn't do it in the first place, but now it's still our job. I mean, the devil could be sitting in the White House right now. If the people shackle him with the chains of the Constitution, as Jefferson said,
Amen.
He's not moving anywhere. It doesn't matter who he is.
Just flying off the cuff today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for everybody. I want to kind of jump onto that train that just drove by me. And listen to what it is. Daniel 9:23. Listen to what Daniel said, folks. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, said Daniel, and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. He said, he admitted it, he was meek. He said, we have sinned and have committed iniquity, lawlessness. We have broken your law and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts, those things that have been entrusted to us by God, folks, and from his judgments. Neither have we listened carefully unto the servants, the prophets, the real prophets that speak the truth, that don't use their gift to manipulate people to give them money, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of face. As at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel, that are near and that are afar off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee, you. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against him. To the Lord our God belongeth mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, that is not changed, what he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yeah, all Israel have transgressed thy law. All America has, Lord, even by departing, yes, we have, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged by us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as it hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God? No, we would have nothing to do with them. As a matter of fact, when Jake's in the room and he begins to talk about going back to glorifying and obeying the God of heaven in Jesus' name, all of a sudden everybody woos him. And they're trying to figure out why they are in the mess that they are. I go on, Daniel says, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteousness in all his works, which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand. America, you have the greatest nation of the history of mankind. You are without excuse, America. Daniel goes on, and has gotten thee renown as this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Then he goes on, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, and open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name, for we do not present our supplications before thee, or present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And then Daniel begins to talk about how the angel Gabriel comes and touches him on his, listen, man, you're greatly beloved, and I want to tell you something. I'm going to teach you how to be skillful in the things of the Spirit now. Amen. That is the heart of God right there. That is the heart of Christ when he came to Jerusalem to tell men to turn from their sins, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And today, for some reason, people have jipped themselves out of the light of Christ. Mm-hmm. They have jipped themselves out of it because they want to do what they want to do rather than do what they ought to do. And it says in the book of Jonah, they that forsake, what does it say in Jonah?
They that observe.
They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Mm-hmm. Listen to that carefully, folks. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In other words, when you believe the lie, you're forsaking your own mercy.
That's right.
You have to turn to the light, go to the light. He's the power source. He's not outside of that. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hello. Mm-hmm. Common sense. Look at your heritage, America. Oh, but you know, I heard a guy just say to me, Bradley, you know, a bunch of old men. Yeah, I know. We appreciate your modern education.
Yeah. And your example, by the way.
And your example. And look at your education system. You've talked yourself out of history and who we are supposed to be rather than your stinking lying protocol and your control. Mm-hmm. What about that one? That's, folks, when anybody ever denies where we came from and denies the heritage, it's because they want the new rather than the old. And God said to go back to the old, not the new. As a matter of fact, he said, don't give yourself unto those that are given to change. Mm-hmm. And yet that's all these new preachers want to do is talk about change. They go back and forth with every wind of doctrine.
Yep.
And it's dangerous business, folks. I want to ask you a question, America. A person who does not fight for or against anything is a person who stands for nothing and falls for everything. There's plenty of them, namely the men. The women have to do it. And I God bless every one of the women. The veterans have already done their part. Why do they stand for nothing? Because, folks, they have no principles. Those of you who have principles must stand against those that do not have any principles. You must love on them enough to hold them accountable to the truth. You got to think about it this way. Our world is divided into those that insist on being enemies of God and those that have made their peace with God. And because both evil and good exist in the world, fighting is inevitable, lawfully. Let me say it again, lawfully. The unbelievers are in a race to see who accomplish and who can accomplish more evil. And by the way, that's what Wall Street's all about, folks. This has been contrived by this administration. I just talked to a reporter not too long ago that's from New York, and he said, listen, if you weren't from New York, you wouldn't even know they were going on. Who's magnifying it, folks? The media is again. The prince of the power of the air. The unbelievers are in a race to see who will accomplish more evil, and the believers are in another race to see who will please Christ the most. Are you pleasing him the most? You got Bradley and Jake coming right back at you after this break. 1-877-807-9977. Let us
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, folks. I'm handing it over to the other guy really quick.
Okay, two questions, folks, and we want you to participate in this. The next two topics we're going to be talking about on is, number one, the Jesus Loves You gospel, and number two, right being right and wrong being wrong. So these are the questions. I'm going to give you the number. Actually, I'll ask the question, then I'll give you the number. Two of them pertaining to each of those topics. Number one, right must be right and wrong must be wrong. What is the standard of right in morality? Where do we get that standard from? To know what right is, and thus we know what wrong is. Where does that standard come from in the United States of America? The number is 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We've got a complimentary DVD for you. It actually talks about right and wrong, and in a building where they legislate right and wrong at the Minnesota Capitol here. The second question is this. Where in the Bible does Jesus say to anybody, I love you?
That's right.
Where in the Bible does it exist? 1-877-807-9977.
And I'll hit both topics.
That's right. Those will be
because
the topics.
Because this just really shreds the false doctrine that's out there right now.
Yep. So we need your feedback, folks. Again, where do we get our standard of right and wrong from? And where in the Bible does Jesus tell anybody, I love you? 1-877-807-9977. We want your feedback, folks.
Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. And purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyle. It must be where it always is. What? Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty?
That's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality.
That's right.
And so do false prophets. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. We have all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. This is very specious, but utterly false. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. It is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. What? When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of telling the truth? Because, of course, he cannot help himself. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he has made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent all the money and therefore cannot repay it? Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? Because he says, I was born this way. This is dangerous doctrine, America, and the law is a just one. And man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Now, if you read the teachings of Jesus Christ, more specifically, Matthew 5:29 states, Christ taught that sin, the transgression of God's law, is so abominable that it were better for you to pluck out your eye or to cut off your hand. Now, I know, of course, I get these lunatics and these weirdos that actually take those things.
Cut off your hand?
Yeah. No. Oh, Bradley Dean's telling you to pluck out your eye or cut off your hand.
Cut off your hand, he tells me.
Or execute homosexuals, one of the two.
You know.
And in that case, one of the three. Jesus, in essence, was teaching us through real grace that empowers to restrain from sin, that it were better for us to lose a member of your body than to commit sin before God. Jesus is teaching us the fear of God coupled with the value of our souls, not to pluck out our eye or to cut off our hand. Here again, Christ is showing us that grace magnifies, that true grace disciplines unto holiness. Now, let me just show you really quick through Scripture, no definitions, just the clear Word of God. In Titus 2:11 through 14, it says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from bondage, by the way, is the definition of salvation. Your preacher probably didn't tell you that, folks. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldliness, not indulging in them, folks, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all of our iniquity. You see what grace does? And purify unto himself a peculiar work, zealous of good works, and a peculiar people. I say this, Isaiah 5:20 rightly says, Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Now, I want to jump ship a little bit, but stick to the same topic, the standard. His name is Christ Jesus, our Lord. Folks, I have searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel. And we got listeners out there right now saying, I've never heard this before. I know you've never heard it before because you listen to the preacher at the pulpit that doesn't preach it from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. He gives you his opinion rather than what the Word says.
The Bible's missing.
Yes. I've never heard this before. No, because you've never taken the time to read it for yourself. As I said, I searched Scriptures high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and folks, I can't find it. Now, before you turn the dial, hang on with me because this is going to blow you away. And rest assured you've never heard this before. But I'm going to give you what the Word says, not my opinion. If it is there, the Jesus loves you gospel, I will gladly preach it. But nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. The Bible does say, for God so loved the world in John 3:16, but each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Jesus Christ. For example, 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for us to be the propitiation, the sacrifice for our sins. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends, John 15:13. And hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, 1 John 3:16. Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, Ephesians 5:2. And John 3:16, the famous John 3:16, taken way out of context. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish. Now, folks, if you haven't caught it yet, let me explain. Let me give it to you really quick. He never told you one time that he loved you. Never one time. Read 1 John 3:18. But let me tell you this. He did demonstrate his love for you, did he not? Yes, he did. Did he not say to the Pharisees that continuously walked around saying, oh, I love you, and oh, God, we love you, and those people that pray, oh, Jesus, we love you. It's not scriptural, folks. It's not scriptural at all. Let me tell you why. Jesus said to him, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. He said, you search the scripture in John 8 and said, you have not the love of God in you. You sit there and you think you have eternal life, but if you see who I am and for what I really am, through who I am by the Holy Spirit, you'll see that that is not my demonstration. My demonstration is to bear the cross for other men. Just like our veterans bear the cross to bestow upon us freedom and redemption through how? Their life, their blood, their sweat, their tears, and their sacrifice. Sounds like Christ on the cross, doesn't it, folks? Now, do you see the veterans saying, oh, I love my country. Oh, I love my country. I love them. I love them. I love them. Well, they're on the battlefield. No, that's not what they're doing. They're demonstrating their love for each and every one of us, folks, by doing what they're doing to give us the things that we have today. And when you hear people that are offering up this free love all the time, let me tell you something. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, because faithful are the wounds of a friend, and the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Listen to me again. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, and we get kissed all day long by politicians, by the preachers and the pastors and the priests. No, let's see a demonstration of the love and practice what we preach. And let's show people how much we love by what we do on their behalf and for their good. That's the love of God that has been shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. The Bible says that flattering tongue spoils the soul. It ruins the soul. If you hear a flattering tongue from the pulpits, both government and church, let me tell you something. Get away. They can't tell you hard things about yourself to correct you in the grace of Christ. You're not going to grow. You're only going to go backwards. They don't have a care for your soul. They have a care for your wallet. They have a care for what you can give them. Well, they give you nothing. And that's the facts. Oh, it's all over the place. Oh, I love you. I love you. Folks, I remember when I first got saved years ago. And everybody loved me in a church population of 400 people, but when it was time to move, I couldn't find anybody to demonstrate the love. A bunch of hypocrites. That's the problem that we're having in the country, both in the church and in the government. You'll know the church by the persecution it receives. You'll know the government and the candidates by the persecution they receive, because you already know who hates them. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.